you. Thank you very much. I'm going to do a couple of things by Pete Seeger right now. Yeah. By Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger is one of the big heroes. And he just turned 90 last night. Did any of you see the PBS special? The 90th birthday thing? It was an amazing show. I had the great honor of being a part of that with Bela Fleck, and I did a little duet thing as part of that. And it was just an amazing night. And just getting up there with Pete singing Goodnight Irene was just powerful stuff. But when you think about Pete, you usually think of kind of strumming stuff like. I was almost gonna do a sing along, but yeah, all right.
Yes.
You want to sing this little light of mine?
Yes.
All right. You're so gung ho. This is great. Well, just one time through. This gig in Houston, and like 200 people all started singing along boisterously. So, it's not like, singing along with folk songs isn't cool, but when you kind of put Pete's name on it, you cannot not sing along with Pete. I remember I did this festival, this big folk festival up in Vancouver, British Columbia, and a big folk festival, and Pete Seeger was on the bill, and just before Pete, they had like a 12-piece Cuban reggae band wailing with percussion and drums and dreadlocks, and it was just wailing the whole thing. It was like amazing. And then Pete walked out, and the audience is like just left in the pool of their own excitement. And then Pete walks out there by himself with his banjo and just starts singing something like "This Land Is Your Land." And I thought, oh, Pete, I feel so bad for you. And immediately, like 18,000 people were singing along with him. And he was like, why was I concerned? It's Pete. But also when you think about Pete, you think of sounds like this. Which is really fun. It's called the basic strum. I was doing this, I was showing someone how to do the basic strum one time, and back in New Jersey, and I wasn't sure if, when Pete did it, if he kind of invented this strum, if he put two fingers down on the head like you do when you play bluegrass, or he just kind of was floating free. So I figured I'll call him up and I'll just ask him. And so I called up Pete and I said, hey, I called up and his wife Toshi answered, and I said, is Pete there? I just have a quick banjo question for him. And she said, well, Pete's in the bathtub right now, but I'll take the phone to him. I said, no, don't bother, that's okay. But she did, she brings him the phone, and suddenly I'm talking to Pete in the bathtub. And when you talk to Pete, you don't really have a conversation. It's like Pete holding forth about everything from the Big Bang to the geology of various rock structures around. I agree totally. About Neanderthal man, kind of anything that crosses his mind. But after about 15 minutes, he started saying, yeah, I'm not really sure if I put my fingers down on the head. So it was an inconclusive story. Wasn't that thrilling? Aren't you glad I shared that with you? Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm ready to tell you. Brilliant, I know. Thank you. I was ready to leave the stage in shame. But instead, I will play this this wonderful Pete Seeger thing, just to show you, this is something he recorded in 1955 on an album called The Goofing Off Suite. He still plays it to this day, and this is all note for note Pete Seeger stuff, I just transcribed it. And this is 1955, way ahead of his time.